Greetings. Today I'm in Redding, California. Bonnie and I are having a blessed time with our son Aaron and his family. Our grandchildren are always a delight. We have a few more days and then we will head home to Bellingham. Family is a great blessing. We find our identity, testimony, and purpose in Christ. Only in Christ can we know who we really are. We were created in Christ to walk in good works that were prepared for us in this world. Those good works will bring life to our world. They will reveal the love and life of God to those that God has given to us. Each of us are a one and only by seeking our Creator can we live in and as the truth that we are meant to be. Ephesians 2:10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. This is a year of truth, and the truth is discovered by knowing God, so that we can know who we are in this world. We cannot become who we are meant to be if we put any created thing at a higher priority than our Creator. Whatever we worship determines who we become. Proverbs 3:9-10, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Whatever we put first in our lives determines what happens next. Who or what do we put first? When we put our Creator first, we discover the creation we should be. When what is created worships the Creator, the blessings of the Creator are blessed to all of creation. This is a key to living in the truth of who we are. Our purpose in life can only be discovered and fulfilled when we honor the Lord with all that we possess. We honor Him with our attitudes, actions, and accomplishments in life. We give Him the first fruits of all that He gives us in life. In doing so, our barns will be filled with plenty, and our vats will overflow with new wine. These are the fruits of all that we are and do that brings life to our world. This fruit is both natural and spiritual, and it brings the blessings of God to our world. We don't just honor God as a powerful being. We honor Him as a loving Father who gives us our identity, testimony, and eternal purpose. When we put Him first as our Father, we become sons and daughters of God that are led in the path of life in all things. This includes any needed correction and direction that leads to our destiny. Proverbs 3:11-12, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, just as a father the son in whom He delights. Correction is not simply a matter of being right and not wrong. It is a matter of being a giver of life as our Heavenly Father is a giver of life. When we live as givers of life to our world, we are true to who we are as sons and daughters of God. God's correction in our lives keeps us in the path of life that enables us to give life to our world. This is truth. Truth is not about what we know. Truth is about who we are. Jesus demonstrated truth through a living testimony of one who gave His life to His world. In this, He was exalted as Lord in Christ to be the Savior of the whole world. If we look to any created thing as a source of happiness, we will be disappointed, and we will even trade what is truth for a lie. It is most deceptive. The path of life is only found in the One who gives us life, breath, and all things. Acts 17:24-25, God who made the world and everything in it, since He is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is He worshipped with men's hands, as though He needed anything, since He gives to all life, breath, and all things. When we know truth, we will live as truth. We will be givers of life to our world. This is the testimony of our true identity, testimony, and purpose in life. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.